What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Show hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I know I keep going back to this, but there are some new developments and with the situation in Israel and Gaza. Netanyahu is now trying to defend what is now already being called Bloody Monday by saying that Israel has a right to defend its borders against the terrorist organization Hamas, which is sending which is trying to send thousands of Palestinians into Israel to wipe Israel off the map. Now, to underscore just how silly that is, the Palestinians don't have weapons. They have some of them have slingshots. That's about it. The Israelis have sniper rifles, body armor, mortars, tear gas, incendiary bombs, all the way up to nuclear weapons. This idea that the population of Gaza represents some kind of an existential threat to Israel is total, utter, kosher, bovine excrement. Netanyahu realizes he's got a PR problem on his hands, but every time he opens his mouth, he's just making it worse. All right, let's take a phone call. Eric in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you've always said that all wars are bankers' wars.
Yes.
And the banking problem are the bankers. And the solution to the problem is are the cryptocurrencies, because they're not under the hand or under the control of the bankers.
Oh, well, let me back up here a little bit. Let me back up here a little bit. The problem are the private central banks, which are essentially legalized counterfeiting operations. They create the money out of thin air and loan it into circulation at interest. Your ordinary depositor bank, like you're probably doing business with, that's actually a very useful tool to organize the capital of a community and make it available for development projects that could not be funded by the individual. I just wanted to get that clarification out. And I understand the theory behind cryptocurrencies. My concern is that we have seen so much manipulation and hacking into the wallets. Bottom line for me is, it doesn't have a currency. It doesn't have a commodity base. And we've got to have a currency.
Can I ask you a question about the Hawaii law they just passed a while back? Well, it's been a couple months now. And they outlawed cryptos or outlawed Bitcoin?
They outlawed having a wallet inside, a cryptocurrency wallet inside Hawaii. They can't legislate for the other states, of course. And I was never really enthusiastic about the cryptocurrencies anyway, because they do have the smell of tulips about them. And there are enough major...
Have you heard about the, new one that's...
Eric, please stop interrupting me.
Okay, sorry.
My concern is there because of all these Bitcoin mining machines, people are stealing computers to mine these Bitcoins. Yes. And the problem is, if somebody is able to get enough bitcoins to start an upward trend in the price, they could do a classic pump and dump. There'd be nothing to hold up the price of the bitcoin if confidence in it fell, because it has no commodity base.
How about a gold-backed cryptocurrency?
If there was a gold-backed cryptocurrency, I think that would possibly be workable.
There is, right now. It's actually going to go live in, I think, about 5 or 6 days.
And send me a URL. I'll take a look.
Carrotbankcoin.io.
Wait a minute. I think, didn't they try the same thing a few years back?
No, not at all. Never.
Okay.
Carrot Buyers just recently got into the cryptosphere, and they're the first company that are backing their cryptocurrency by half the gold at this point. So it's just
Send me the URL. Send me the URL, and I'll take a look at it, okay?
Okay, it's just that simple. It's carrotbankcoin.io. And you can get on there. You can set up an account and log in and check it out, you know?
Okay, all right. Well, thanks an awful lot.
It's an incredible opportunity. Okay, Michael. And I'm looking out for you, and I'm hoping I can help you in the future with what I'm doing.
Well, thank you very much for the kind thought here, but I think I've made it very clear what my concerns about cryptocurrency are. And again, we need a currency that has to have a commodity base to stabilize it. One of the reasons our economic system is in such trouble. Eric, you did it again.
Yes.
Eric, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay. My concern about the cryptocurrencies is the lack of a commodity base, which means it's going to be chaotic. And it's been up and down and up and down, and I know it's been in incredible highs, but it just does not strike me as a stable currency. And we keep hearing about all these Bitcoin, not the wallets, the exchanges being hacked into. There's been outright fraud, and I don't know. Like I said, I get a smell of tulips about it. And obviously, Eric's a big fan of cryptocurrencies. I'm not. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones. Dave from Wilders, Indiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. You know, I don't want to get you off topic too much, but I would like to talk about Bobby Seale.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever seen the film called Double Crossed with Dennis Hopper?
You mean Barry Seale?
Barry Seale, right.
Okay. Wait a minute. Yes, I think I did see the movie Double Cross.
Yeah. Now, this is a cocaine... This is a movie that Tom Cruise tried to do. He completely botched, but the real truth is what pretty much what you saw, which you'll see on that film.
Well, it was part of the truth. It wasn't all of it. If you want a really good examination of what was going on, there's a book out there called Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reid. And Terry Reid was one of the pilots who flew these smuggling runs. And it's a big, thick book. It's going to take you a while to get through it. Don't look for it at your local bookstore. You're going to have to order it online. But it is out there. And if you really want to know what was going on down at MENA, you need to look at that. Also, I have a MENA page myself, which you can find by going to the little sub-menu in the gray box at the top.
Yeah, I have a relative that lives in that area, and she has told me quite a bit about what was going on. So it's true.
Yeah.
It's most definitely true.
I've had a lot of people who've contacted me and said, we live around there. There was all this drug running going on, and there was that train deaths incident, which apparently they're trying to bring that one back.
Yeah, well, I was stationed in the Panama Canal Zone in the 72 to 73. I saw some things happening in northern Colombia that only a few people would actually believe would happen to me and a couple of friends of mine. You know, witness some C-123s yeah. landing, offloading Colombian Army and a CIA advisor, and he just took one look at me and my friend and said, "What are you doing here?" And that, I'm cleaning that up. And we were told immediately, you know, you are going to leave right now. And if it wasn't for him, our heads would have been floating in Medellin Bay.
Well, yeah, it's a very, very ugly business. Say again?
It goes way back. I'm 65 years old. This happened to me when I was like 19. And I've never forgot it.
Yeah, well, that's why we have a huge drug problem here in the United States of America. I mean, it was just flooding onto the streets like crazy. The reason the United States invaded Panama and captured Noriega was that Noriega was trying to blackmail the Bush family over that Iran-Contra operation. Because Panama was one of the transit points.
Sure was. And George Bush Sr. was the director of the CIA at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there. We were 173rd Airborne Brigade. We were detached from what actually went to Vietnam. We were sent there, and maybe someday I'll call you back. I'll tell you what we did.
Okay, that'll be an interesting story.
Yeah, yep. But anyways, thank you for your time. And this is, like I said, my first time caller, and I'll be calling back.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Regarding the massacre that's happening right now, I think this is a good time when people need to definitely boycott and isolate Israel until they get their act together, if that ever happens. Also, I was listening to the White House briefing this afternoon, and they blame Hamas 100%. And I was glad to hear some reporters said, what about the fact that they're using live weapons and the Palestinians are using rocks and slingshots? Again, the White House stated they're blaming Hamas 100% regarding what's happening to the people over there, which is beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. But what else are they going to say? Yeah, Israel's creating a massacre. Is this a new Amritsar or a new Guernica?
Right. Now, have you heard anything from the UN? Have they spoken out regarding the massacre?
Yeah, I think there was a comment from the Secretary General saying that this was a wholly inappropriate use of force, but it wasn't getting picked up in the corporate media.
Yeah, unfortunately. But again, what do you think can happen, though, right now, besides maybe boycotting Israel? Or what? You have an idea of what could happen or should happen?
Well, the very, you know, obviously, yeah, boycott all Israel products. Just be careful. We're starting to see more and more states pass laws making that a crime, and like South Carolina. The other thing that you can do, of course, is to just educate people about what's going on and just how ridiculous this whole thing is. We need to start luring people away from corporate media and just open their eyes to the fact that everything corporate media is putting on out there is just total propaganda right now.
I would agree, yeah. And in fact, that was one of, I was talking to a friend of mine this afternoon, and she was not really aware. And I said, look, start listening to certain programs and start doing your own research, then you might find it. And she said she will start doing that. So I think you're right, though. We have to look at individuals and tell them, you know, put down the corporate newspaper or the corporate TV guide and start listening to people like yourself.
Yeah, and we do need everybody who listens to Republic Broadcasting to act as, well, part of the independent media. You are all now deputized as part of the independent media. Somewhere down the road, we'll get badges. And go on out there and just tell people about Republic Broadcasting. Tell people about whatreallyhappened.com and get the word on out. Get people to start listening to us so we can build a larger audience to educate the people.
Right, and send some money in. So, well, Michael, I
know you
go.
Hello? I guess we lost Jim in Chicago. Okay, let's switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha, snack bar.
Hey, snack bar, ginger ale, it's organic and natural version, not the synthetic. Go figure.
I love ginger ale.
Oh, I used to when I was a kid. It was actually legitimate. Go figure. No GMOs at that time. Three quick points for you. One, those vapor trails you talk about, they are murder on the humidity levels that you have to deal with in everyday life. Two, as far as a state like South Carolina creating a law like that, saying you cannot boycott this or boycott that, excuse me, but they can create all laws they want to in any state. Does not say that someone has to put something in my hand for me to purchase that I don't care to. If I don't want to purchase it, I don't have to. That's my free will. If they have an issue with that, they can go take a hike. Three.
Well, hang on. Let's deal with these one at a time, okay? First of all, when contrails linger in the sky, that's usually a sign that the humidity is already up. That they're not causing it. If the air is very dry, the contrails from aircraft disappear very, very quickly. If the air is saturated with moisture, then those contrails will last. As far as South Carolina, the law they passed basically equates criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism, and says that can be criminalized. If you criticize Israel, if you talk about boycott, divestment, sanctions, you can be arrested for that. That's what South Carolina did. Now, at some point, somebody's going to need to take that to the Supreme Court for a First Amendment challenge.
True. Oh, by the way, one last thought for you. Unfortunately, I had the misfortune of looking at a news channel. I don't know if it was CNN or who knows what mother half had on, and they were talking about the one bus or travel caravan or whatever that Trump had that was going into Israel or whatever. And you know, he has a slogan about America comes first, or put America first. Well, unfortunately,
yes,
on this vehicle, this presidential vehicle that he had over there, said Israel instead. And I thought, okay, so now he's saying, okay, put Israel first or make it Israel first or whatever the case is. In other words, we now know who has his financial purse strings, who has his noose, who has his guiding mat for his feet to step on. So I think it's pretty clear cut. That dude's been bought and paid for a thousandfold. Later, folks.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to Europe, there is now talk of a possible imminent general election in Great Britain, and Nigel Farage is saying that Theresa May is preparing the ground for another general election, which she could conceivably lose. Now, here's an interesting little story. I've always come on out and said that originally the European Union was all about open internal borders, free trade, free travel, and that was all it was supposed to be, a trade bloc. Well, it turns out I was wrong, and apparently there has been a secret document called FCO 30/1048 that has now been leaked that said that all the way back when the European Union was formed, they knew that they were aiming at total integration, open borders for refugees, economic privations, and this information was hidden from Britain for 30 years. Now, this classified paper dates back to 1971 and recommended the British government keep the British public in the dark about what the European Union membership really meant, figuring that after 30 years, it would be too late to leave. So they missed that one. Back to the phones here. Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I have a quick comment. If Adolf Hitler would have won World War II, there wouldn't be no European Union. But that's not my question. My question is this. I was watching a documentary.
Well, hang on. You know, basically what Brussels is doing to Europe is what Hitler wanted to do to Europe. They're just doing it a different way.
I hear you. Anyway, I was watching a documentary. I was like surfing the internet, and I came upon a document. Well, Richard Belzer was talking about his book, Hitlist, that he wrote a couple of years ago, and he stated that he was surprised that in World War II, Hitler declared war on the United States, even though the American bankers were backing him. And but didn't he have a treaty with Japan?
Yeah, that was the Axis Agreement between Japan, Italy, and Germany.
Well, why would he say he was surprised that the American bankers were financing Hitler? Why would he declare war on the United States? I don't get it.
Well, he had to declare war on the United States following Pearl Harbor because the U.S. declared war on Japan. And at that point, under the terms of the Axis Agreement, Germany had to declare war on the U.S., so the surprise was that Hitler didn't expect Japan to strike Pearl Harbor and didn't expect the U.S. to declare war. Back then, nations kept their treaty obligations.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We'll let you go here. Over in Italy, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, over in Italy, populists of both the left and right are poised to take power in Italy, forming the first anti-system government in a major Western European state since the Second World War. Now, this is the Radical Five Star Movement and the Lega Party, and it looks like they're coming together to form a new party that will be anti-Euro and anti-EU. So the backlash is building against all of this empire and unions, regional unions, globalization. Even more interesting is that Italy is going pro-Russia. And that means that Putin will have a valuable new ally right in the heart of Europe. Over in Hungary, Viktor Orban is out there saying, we will build a 21st century Christian democracy, not rebuild a shipwrecked liberal democracy. So the pushback is beginning against everything Soros has been trying to do, shove refugees down our throats. People are getting angry. They're getting upset. They're tired of the costs. They're tired of the wars. They're tired of seeing their homes and culture start to get erased. by the influx of all these multicultural groups. They don't want to see that anymore. Now, there was a knife attack in Paris on Saturday, and the man is thought to have been born in Chechnya. Was claimed that he shouted Allah Akbar, and the corporate media obediently is refusing to mention the fact that he was Muslim. Of course, we can't really ask him. He was shot dead by police. But we're seeing that all over Europe. They're deliberately hiding all of the crime being committed by the refugees. Up in Sweden, it's become the rape capital of the world. And most of the rapes are being committed by the refugees. Some of them are actually getting off by telling the judge in the court, I didn't realize it was wrong. Amazing. Now, over in Santa Clarita, California, we mentioned this on Friday. Santa Clarita is the first city in Los Angeles County to basically take a stand against California's sanctuary state law. They don't want to be part of that anymore. And it was a very fractious meeting. And a lot of people there with Make America Great hats. And it was a 5-0 vote. Absolutely unanimous. They're tired of the illegal immigrants. They're tired of the huge cost to the state. They're tired of the strain on the infrastructure. Remember earlier in the program, I said that an economy has to grow to accommodate a surge in population. But if that surge happens too quickly, the economy will break. The same thing applies to infrastructure. Infrastructure should be growing right alongside population growth. But if you have a huge surge in population, the infrastructure can't keep up. California is straining. And they're dealing with skyrocketing crime. They're dealing with MS-13. They're dealing with trash and worse all over the streets and sidewalks. They're dealing with contagious diseases. Now, California just passed a bill that will protect arrested illegal aliens by banning disclosure of their immigration status in court. In other words, when illegal aliens commit a crime, they get taken to court. It is now against the law to mention they're illegal immigrants. This is just so out of control. This is just so out of control. I can understand Orban's comments about we've had it with, you know, liberal democracy. It's not working. And the primary reason for that, as I've said before, liberals live their entire political life in a dream world. They dream of what the world could be if only everybody would do what they say. They're not dealing with what reality is going on in front of their eyes. They don't want to because it would contradict, you know, their cherished beliefs. And they just leave the rest of us to have to deal with the mess of their very flawed policies. Now, here's a bizarre story. Came out of BigThink.com. Apparently, there are 34 states in this country where police officers can legally have sex with detainees. And all the cops have to say is it was consensual. They can arrest a lady, put her in the back seat of the car, have sex with her. Oh, yeah, she said yes. And it's perfectly legal for police officers to have sex with people they arrest in 34 states in this country. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, all the way back in 1999, NATO basically went in and bombed the heck out of Kosovo, supposedly because there was a massacre of Albanians taking place. That claim was later discredited, and it turned out the real agenda was shifting control of ownership of the Trepka mines and a bunch of other assets in the region. The problem is that NATO was using bombs containing depleted uranium in Yugoslavia. Now, of course, today it's called Serbia. And Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić, basically is slamming NATO's bombing campaign and pointing out that childhood cancers in that area have risen dramatically since 1999, because after all, depleted uranium is radioactive. It has a half-life of something like 4 billion years. And the real problem with depleted uranium munitions is when they're still in their metallic state, when it's still a shell or a missile, it can more or less be safely handled. And I say more or less because I had a good friend who'd been a weapons loader for an A-10 tank buster, which used depleted uranium shells, and he succumbed to cancer shortly after he got out of the military. Now, for those of you who don't understand what I mean by depleted uranium, when you are refining weapons-grade uranium, it's a matter of separating two different isotopes, one of which will support continuous fission, the other will not. And the fissionable isotopes go into making nuclear reactors and bombs, and what's left over is called radioactive waste until you come along and you pour it into a bullet mold or a shell mold, and you call it depleted uranium weapons, which is a way of the U.S. making its radioactive waste problem somebody else's radioactive waste problem. When a depleted uranium shell or bomb hits a target, it vaporizes. And all that depleted uranium is no longer in a solid block that you can handle. It's dust, and it's in the ground, and when the wind blows, it travels in the air, and people inhale it. It is truly the gift that keeps on giving. There's really no easy way to clean it all up. And we are seeing these increases in cancers, not to mention significant birth defects, every single place these weapons have been used. Talk about a crime against humanity. Over at, there's this information technology guru, Ron Basilian, and he's offered up proof that the CDC knowingly diverted at least $3 million in taxpayer funding to leftist groups that have nothing to do with science. Back in 2014, Representative Karen Bass, a Democratic congresswoman from California, handed a $3 million check to a local group known as the South Los Angeles Healthcare Organizing Project that claims to advocate for improving the health of the poor. And emblazoned on the check as the payer was the CDC. Well, it turns out the South Los Angeles Healthcare Organizing Project is actually a political advocacy group that functions as just another of many thinly veiled Democratic campaign-pushing liberal causes, almost none of which have to do with public health. And the recipient of that $3 million check, also known as Community Coalition, is pushing completely unrelated causes like gun control and racial divide throughout the United States. Now, it is true the CDC is a private company. It's not actually part of the U.S. government. Pardon me. It receives much of its funding from the very pharmaceutical industries it's supposed to be keeping a watch on. CDC itself owns patents for numerous vaccines, which it recommends that you all get, of course. But it does get taxpayer funds from the government, supposedly to deal with healthcare and science. But it's using them to engage in politics. All right, so let's talk about our volcano here on the island. I'm still getting email from people asking, are you okay? Are you okay? Claire and I live on Oahu. We're halfway between the part of the state that's flooded and the part of the state that's on fire. Although I understand over in Kauai, they're getting cleaned up from those horrible floods they had a while ago. Down on the Big Island, things are acting up. It was kind of hoping, it was kind of hoped the volcano would be slowing down. But over the weekend, we had three new fissures open up. One of them is 1,000 feet long, and it is throwing boulders some 40 feet into the air. And officials are now telling more people, you need to get out, you need to evacuate here. And the U.S. military is on the ground assisting the National Guard and the Red Cross in dealing with this crisis. Most importantly, they have helicopters on standby. Because if you look at a map of the Big Island, there's really only one road out of Hilo that goes down to that part of the island. And if that road gets cut off, then everybody who's still down there is going to be in trouble. They're going to have to be airlifted out. And there are a lot of people who are ignoring the evacuation orders, which I wouldn't agree with. They don't want to leave their homes. they're already out there throwing offerings to Pele. I saw it on the Fox News coverage of the latest lava outbreak, where people are throwing flowers and leis onto the lava to try and appease Pele. Everybody knows you need to use gin. So a lot of people are very concerned. It doesn't look like this eruption is going away anytime soon. It's looking to be larger than the one that buried Kanapali. And volcanologists are still very, very concerned that the summit of Kilauea is about to have an explosive eruption. They're not sure exactly when. There are actually two competing theories. One is that when the lava descends below the water table and water floods on in, there will be an explosion driven by steam that will put ash and rock into the air. The other concern is that there might actually be a partial obstruction, because what's powering this eruption is a new flow of very hot, what they call young magma, coming up from the magma chamber. And it's displacing this older lava from a previous eruption. That's what's actually coming on out over in the East Rift Zone, is lava that's just been sitting under the surface of Hawaii for all these years. And it's sluggish, it's thick, but if the lighter magma starts getting to the surface, you're going to see much more rapid lava flows taking place. Our local state tourism board is sort of concerned that the scary volcano is going to keep people away. And in what I consider to be a rather tacky move, they're running ads now saying, you can still come to Hawaii. I mean, it's perfectly safe. And it is, for the most part. But that volcano is one of our strongest tourist attractions, and people do want to see it. People are trying to see it. That is a very dumb and foolish thing to do. This is an active volcano. Think Pompeii, what happened to those people. Right now, they've closed off a lot of the roads there. Only the people who live down there are allowed back in. And now they're actually trying to discourage tourists from going to the entire big island because they're starting to run short of water, because pipelines have been cut. And now they're saying this eruption could last years. It could last years. Finally, it's been determined that following that 6.9 quake, the entire south flank of Kilauea below the rift actually slid toward the ocean by 2 feet. And that's why we're worried about a chunk of that falling into the ocean and possibly creating a tsunami. Now, I'm seeing articles like this all over the corporate media here, about how our volcano is prompting fears of a ring of fire eruption for the West Coast. And there's something that you need to remember. Hawaii is not on the ring of fire. The ring of fire are all these subduction zones and fault lines that run around the Pacific Basin. It's the largest single tectonic plate on Earth. We're sort of kind of toward the middle of that. Hawaii's volcano is not a subduction volcano. It's called a hotspot volcano. Somewhere underneath the ocean floor, there is some additional source of heat. Maybe an extra hot plume that came up from the Earth's mantle. And as the tectonic plate slides to the northwest, this hotspot burns through the ocean floor and pops up volcano after volcano after volcano after volcano, with Kilauea and Lauihi being the youngest, and Midway Island being pretty much the oldest. All right, let's take a phone call. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, immigration and NAFTA a little bit.
Yep.
You know, I'm willing to bet that if you look at the fine print on that NAFTA agreement, that all these Mexicans are legally here, okay? I don't think all these Mexicans made it here illegally.
Is this a guess on your part, or do you know this for a fact?
Yes, it's a guess. It's a guess.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Our agricultural imports into their country destroyed all their farms. Okay? Our subsidized corn wiped out the tortilla corn farmer. And look, I can't prove it. But since we've had nobody shipped out of here, nobody's been kicked out. We have all these people claiming sanctuary cities because I think these people know that they're here legally. Because we wiped out all their farmers, and that's a lot of people. They made their way to the border to work in the factories, and then they came over the border here. I think that was the deal, because our agricultural products came in there and just took over everything. And now the farmers are off the land, and it's now free for the oil companies to do what they want with the land.
You've started all of this with a guess. Now we know that one of the reasons for the open borders is to basically have the same general population in every country so they're not constantly scrambling to cross the borders. For globalism to work, for the New World Order to work, every single nation on Earth has to be dragged down to the same common denominator, however low that may be, however third world that may be. And we're already seeing that start to happen in Europe and here in the United States. As far as what NAFTA, we'd have to actually look at the agreement before we start guessing, because guessing is just going to make things worse.
Okay. I'll base it on, what I see. I see nobody has been kicked out of this country. Now, anybody that's been deported...
No, that's not
has
accurate
had a,
either.
Has had it. They've had
a crime.
But none of these Mexicans have been kicked out.
Charlie, okay, listen to me. That's not accurate to say nobody's been kicked out. They are deporting people, just not enough to counterbalance the influx coming in. Okay?
I think you can count the ones that have been deported since Trump came in. And I'm just saying is look at that NAFTA agreement, because we did wipe out all their farms. And so, thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, we're going to let you go here. And before we go back to the phones here, one more story about our volcano disaster. We had a caller who called into the show last week and asked about volcano and lava insurance. And I said that's, about as likely as finding earthquake insurance in Southern California. But it actually turns out, following the destruction of the town of Kalapana, the government of Hawaii wanted to basically rebuild and repopulate that part of the island. And so apparently the Hawaii state government offered lava insurance when no private company would. And so now apparently the taxpayers will be on the hook for those lost homes as well. Okay, let's see. Back to the phone. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Listen, I don't want to lose our talk show host guys out there. I'm talking to the Rivera Rangers. Even though I only got 20 minutes of your show today, Mike, I'm not on the air right now. I can't get it right now. I have no clue what you've been talking about except that what you just said just now while I was waiting on the phone. But I want people to know that chemtrails is a subject that no or very few talk show hosts can talk about. It's too hot a subject. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. I don't even want
Sherry,
your opinion. They
Sherry,
value their job.
Sherry, we talk about this all the time.
I don't expect a different answer. I'm standing up for you, Mike. I don't expect a different answer. I wish people would stop asking you about it.
Okay.
That's all I wanted them to know. They keep asking you about it. You keep getting the same answer. I don't care to give my opinion about it. I don't care for you to give your opinion about it. I don't want to lose you as a talk show host. I want to keep giving to you and Claire. You do very important work. If anything happens, I want to be on your list of newsletters. Okay? That's all I want to tell people. Quit asking him. No one can answer that question. It's too hot a subject, and I'm just going to put that in there. And thank you, Mike. I'll be listening.
All right, well, thank you. All right, Sherry, thank you very much for the phone call. Okay. The reason people call into my and every other show with things like the Apollo landings were faked, or there was no plane at the Pentagon, or Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child, is an attempt to make us look like kooks to the general listening public. And it's a propaganda tactic called poisoning the well. And our government has been doing it to the independent media all along. And I'm just as tired of it as Sherry is, which is why I come across as curt when having to answer the same questions over and over and over again. because the people who are calling him with these questions aren't really interested in an answer. They're here to basically make the show look like it's silly and take us off far more serious topics. Terry, you're going to be our last call, but we're going to leave you until after the commercial break. Meanwhile, story coming out of, actually NASA, and it's called The Big Chill. And the NASA data is now showing that the last 2 years have been the most dramatic two-year cooling event of the last century. So we are definitely sliding into that Maunder minimum and a new little ice age. And countries are already experiencing crop failures from the cold. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to take our last call. Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, last week I was flipping through the channels, and I was going through CNN, and they had the news on about something about the Middle East, so I hesitated for a minute. And she says, Northern Israel was attacked by terrorists today up around the Golan Heights area. I said, what? Excuse me. You know, if they say this propaganda long enough, people are going to believe that the Golan Heights is part of Israel.
Well, it isn't. It's still legally part of Syria, and it's illegally occupied by Israel. But Israel's already talking about just annexing it because they don't want to give back all that oil and gas. That's worth money. We've got to have the money.
Yeah, they'll fight for it. I mean, and the U.S. will help them do it. Anyway, we're almost to the end. I'll let you go, Mike, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Boy, we live in an age of barbarism and piracy. And again, it just feels like the whole world is going crazy sometimes. I actually got an email over the weekend from a very old friend. I mean, as in, known him a long time, not that he's old. Just expressing how upsetting it is to see all that's going wrong with the world right now. Because it's not just problems in the United States. It's problems all over. Europe, it does feel like it's coming apart. Whether that's by design or not, I don't know. But I see a lot of very greedy, out-of-control money addicts just ripping into this planet like it's a carcass. And they just want to make sure they get the biggest and best steaks out of it. Anyway, back to the news. Now, when Crimea voted to leave Ukraine and then voted again to merge with the Russian republics, one of the threats that Ukraine held over Crimea was that all of the land routes to Crimea go through Ukraine. And there was talk of a blockade for a while. And so what Russia did was start to build a bridge across the Kerch Strait, a direct connection from mainland Russia to Crimea. And it's a rail line and pipelines and everything else. It is basically opening as of tomorrow. So, good on that one. Over at Project Veritas, boy, they're doing a lot of really, really good work. As you know, last week they came out with a video about the New Jersey Teachers Union leaders basically trying to protect a teacher who was engaged in inappropriate sex with a pupil, and saying, well, there really was no proof. It's just the word of the student. And apparently these union leaders have now been forced to resign, and they're now going to be facing the lawmakers over just what the heck is going on with the teachers' union that you didn't report that this accusation had been made. Because it's not up to the union officials to decide if there's proof or not. It's up to the courts. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Got to do Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Tell all your friends. Use email. Forget about social media. It's too heavily filtered. Please tell everybody about Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. We need your help to get the word out if we stand any chance of stopping this war from moving forward. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.